This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he has been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified documents. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform, quote, "The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax," end quote. The Justice Department had no immediate comment or confirmation. In a sworn statement to a federal court last year, an FBI agent said there was probable cause to believe several crimes were committed. The U.S. Justice Department has been investigating whether Trump mishandled classified documents he retained after leaving the White House in 2021. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations said Russian shelling wounded several people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. We have more on that story from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Sergei Kislytsia said local authorities reported at least 9 people, including police, medical, and rescue personnel, were wounded Thursday during Russian shelling that came during an evacuation operation. He expressed his profound concern about the reported attack.
We strongly condemn shellings of evacuation areas and call on the Russian Federation to cease such attacks and allow the evacuation teams to safely help the affected civilian population.
The ambassador also called on Russia to allow United Nations and International Red Cross workers into the Russian-controlled left bank of the Dnipro River to help affected local residents. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
French authorities are still investigating why a man stabbed 4 children, 2 adults at a lakeside park in the French Alps Thursday in an attack the French President Emmanuel Macron said has shocked the country. All 4 children suffered life-threatening wounds. The 31-year-old suspect has been taken into custody. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held joint news conference where, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of their agenda, both pledged to support Ukraine as long as it takes. In his comments, President Biden credited the British leader for his leadership in supporting Ukraine.
The UK and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine. And I want to thank the Prime Minister for his strong, strong leadership, contributing significant amounts of security assistance and training Ukrainian troops so they can effectively use the equipment and ammunition we've collectively provided them.
President Joe Biden, Sunak said it was important for allies to maintain a united front to send a message to Russia. Poor air quality from the Canadian wildfires is affecting people as far away as the U.S. state of North Carolina. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface, in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the Eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The leading suspect in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now here in the U.S., arriving from Peru to face charges that he tried to extort money from the missing teen's mother. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Joran van der Sloot was flown to a jail in Birmingham, Alabama, scheduled to be arraigned in the morning for allegedly asking the mother of Natalie Holloway for $250,000 for her to learn where her daughter's body was left after she disappeared on a class trip to Aruba. Holloway's mother says she's overcome with mixed emotions. Van der Sloot is facing charges of extortion and wire fraud. This flight to the U.S. comes about a month after an extradition agreement was reached with Peru. He's jailed there after confessing to killing a Peruvian woman in 2010, 5 years to the day after Holloway's disappearance. She's presumed dead, but her remains were never found. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the U.S. government says it's suspending food aid to Ethiopia after finding that food supplies are being diverted from the people in need. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.